The city and borough of Juneau says it stands to lose more than $28 million from reductions in state funding. Those losses would be spread between the city, Bartlett Regional Hospital, and the Juneau School District. No one spoke in support of Governor Dunleavy's budget at Monday's city town hall, or on Tuesday, when Juneau's legislative delegation hosted a similar event for nearly 200 residents. About 20 people testified, many calling for a state income tax and expressing dismay over cuts to education and the ferry system. One resident asked pointedly whether legislators are building a coalition of votes necessary to override a veto from the governor. Senator Jesse Keel said he has seen indications that the momentum to make that happen exists.
I have worked in the Capitol building for a long, long time. And I will say that I have never seen legislators so nice to one another as we're all being this year. I suspect you're not the only one thinking about that.
He added that 45 votes out of 60 legislators is a high target to hit. The Juneau delegation promised constituents that they'll continue to present a united front against cuts they feel are bad for the region and state at large. Representative Sarah Hannon said that locals need to continue reaching out to them and other legislators to share their concerns. She said although the pushback against the budget has been strong, there's still vocal support for the governor's plan in other parts of the state.
There are still Alaskans sending us emails every day from other parts of the state, some here in Juneau, saying, I want my $6,700 back pay like the governor promised.
This week has been a busy one for public testimony in Juneau. Immediately after the town hall, Representative Andy Story hurried back to the Capitol to hear more public testimony on proposed cuts to the ferry system in the House Transportation Committee. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.